Hello and welcome to Pendletown, the podcaster, the weekly NFL predicting podcast. This week, predicting Thursday night football for week 8 of the 2025 NFL season. It's been a very interesting season. I mean, who would have guessed that Daniel Jones, at the head of the Colts, would be, you know, the Super Bowl favorites? No one would have guessed that. Like, he actually has a cool nickname. No, Danny Dimes is not cool. But Indiana Jones is interesting. I also heard someone suggest the deputy, since he's basically the successor to Peyton Manning. But Indiana Jones is more personal. Anyway, weird tangents aside, we have an interesting, at least, game. Minnesota at the Chargers. So, you know, the Chargers seem to be wearing, from their alternate logo, they seem to be wearing, hopefully, throwbacks. Hopefully not the god-awful all yellows they wore, you know, last week as they embarrassed themselves against the Colts. Those were terrible. Charger power, first of all, they lost. Second of all, the uniforms are ugly. The powder blues are one of the best uniforms in the league. And their throwbacks would also be some of the best uniforms in the league from either, like, Fouts era. Those were real good. Or, you know, the LaDainian Tomlinson, Philip Rivers era when they were in San Diego their last stretch of time before they moved back to L.A. And the yellow was terrible. It reminds me of the Rams' color rush in, like, from when they moved to L.A. to when they moved into SoFi Stadium and rebranded because they got rid of those things, thankfully. Those terrible banana suits that the Rams actually had some success in, unlike the Chargers. But can you believe the Rams, one of the Rams' best games was like in those uniforms, was against the Chiefs in a primetime game, and they won 54-51. They also played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in their color rush, the all reds, in the ketchup and mustard bowl. Anyway, talking about uniforms aside, hopefully Chargers wear a good uniform. Now, Minnesota has some injuries, and most notably J.J. McCarthy is questionable instead of out. Carson Wentz is likely to start, is definitely going to start, but they could substitute J.J. McCarthy if Carson Wentz sucks. Other than that, Christian Darrisaw, Aaron Jones, Brian O'Neill, Xavier Scott are questionable. CJ Ham, the fullback, and Andrew Van Ginkle are out. For the Chargers, Joe Alt, Jamari Caldwell, Austin Deculus, Troy Dye, Elijah Molden, Trey Pipkins, and Jamari Salyer are questionable. And Hassan Haskins is out. Now, three of those people, or, well, four of them, but three of them are starting offensive linemen, Joe Alt, Pipkins, and Salyer, and then Austin Deculus is a tackle. They've had, of course, lots of injury issues on their offensive line, including moving Rashawn Slater to IR after his injury. I mean, their offensive line has fallen apart, and he's going to miss the entire rest of the season with a patellar injury. And Joe Alt missed the game, so they were without both their tackles. So right now, Trey Pipkins is starting, and Joe Alt is also likely to start at left tackle. Austin Deculus will take his spot if Alt doesn't play because he's questionable. Again, these are major, major injuries to their tackles. It's really mostly against their tackles, and who have all died, basically. There's a plague going on. Anyway, I still expect the Chargers to win. It's Carson Wentz. The Chargers overall are a better team. They have an amazing, I mean, they probably have the best the best receiving trio in the league, Johnston and McConkey, and of course the old guy, Keenan Allen. You know, really good receiving trio. Wentz can spread the ball. I just think Herbert can spread the ball, and Herbert is a really good quarterback to do that. So I think the Chargers are going to win. They had a rough week last week, but I still think they're going to win. But I think it's going to be a close, hopefully a good game for Thursday night. Obviously, Thursday night has a terrible on-field product, and that should be changed, but we'll see how this goes. But I think 27-21 Chargers. So I hope you've enjoyed this installment of Penalty on the Podcaster. The rest of the games will be dropping later this week. You'll hear more of me next episode.